Now, would you like something festive? This is Another Lonely Christmas in the Motor City, in brackets. Wake up Christmas. By someone whose brother lived right here in Nottinghamshire in his latter years. There's even a huge mural of him in Beeston as well. Angelo Starr is the brother of the late Edwin, and he's an amazing singer in his own right, as you can hear on that track. He's teamed up with Take That's producer for that new single, and Angelo, I'm pleased to say, is on the line now. Hello.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. A pleasure to have you on. How festive are you feeling?
I'm feeling very festive at the moment. The sun is shining where I am, and I'm looking at the Christmas tree that's been going up overnight. So, yeah, I'm feeling very festive at the moment.
And whereabouts are you?
At the moment, I'm in London, and I'm heading out to this forum later on this evening, but at the moment, I'm in London.
Okay. Are you a big Christmas fan?
I am, from the point of view that it's one of those times of year, especially as a touring musician, where you get a chance to stop and perhaps get to home, wherever home is for you, and, you know, to really think about how you feel and where your plans should take you and that kind of thing, and also just to reconnect with people you may not have been able to be in touch with throughout the year. So, yeah, Christmas is quite a special time for me.
Now, I think I'm right in saying this is your first Christmas song, and I kind of want to know what's taking you so long to make it.
Well, that's a very good question. It is my first Christmas song, and the reason it took so long to do it is because I had attempted to do one many years ago just in my home studio, and I really didn't like the way that it was coming out. You know, it felt like it wasn't genuine. It felt like I was doing it for the wrong reasons. And when I finally got to the stage in conjunction with One Media and Motor City Records, you know, to do this Christmas song, it was the right time. I felt like I had something to say, and we felt like we could make something that actually, you know, had the potential to become a part of people's lives, not only this year, but perhaps in years to come as well. So it just felt like the right time.
I'm intrigued about the reference to Motor City. Presumably that is to do with your love of Motown.
It is. And, you know, when I was growing up, of course, many of your listeners will know that Edwin Starr was my older brother. And I spent a lot of time in what we know as the Motor City, Motown, you know, Detroit, Michigan. But, you know, there's also the idea that Motor Cities exist all over the world. You know, they're places where people work hard to survive and make a living for themselves, but also they play hard as a result of that. When they get the time for themselves, they have bigger dreams and bigger aspirations. And so, you know, the idea of the Motor City was that it was a, you know, the kind of place, big cities that exist throughout the world that can sometimes feel lonely around this time of year for some people. And hopefully, you know, if you get some excitement or something that's festive, maybe it makes us all feel a little bit better.
Yeah. I mentioned there, you know, the huge mural we have of Edwin in Beeston. I don't know, do you ever get a chance to come up to Nottingham?
Certainly, I do. You know, as you rightfully said, Edwin had settled in Nottingham in Chilwell near Beeston in his latter years here in the UK. And of course, I would go up and visit him and, in fact, spend time with him in the Nottinghamshire area. And I loved it as well. You know, his longstanding manager, now his late manager, Lillian Kyle, was also living in Nottinghamshire. And so it was like another home base for me. You know, when you travel the country and the world, you need to have those places where you feel connected to the people and comfortable. You know, and Nottinghamshire has always been one of those places for me, as well as it was for Ed, surely.
Yeah. Well, look, you know you are welcome any time. You just let us know, and we will we'll even get the posh biscuits out for you.
Ooh, I'm on my way.
I know. Hang on, not today, Angela. I haven't bought them yet. Give me time.
Oh.
And what else have you got in the pipeline? What's 2023 looking like?
Well, actually, 2023 is looking very exciting. You know, Edwin passed away in 2003, and 2023 will mark, as of April 2nd, will mark 20 years since myself and his live band, the team, also known as the Edwin Starr Band, since we've been performing without him. So there are a lot of people who never saw us as a live band when he was alive who are experiencing that live performance as a first time. And so we're very conscious that we're carrying a torch that has a little bit of journey behind it. And next year we're looking at trying to make sure that those new fans as well as the existing fans both get a chance to show how much we've appreciated their support over the years. So there's a lot on the calendar at the moment.
Well, that's great to hear. We look forward to hearing the results of that. And good luck with all of that. And I wish you a very happy Christmas, Angelo.